Okay, good evening, everybody. Today we're going to continue in Siman Reish Tadi Tes. We are doing Se'ifim Zayin and Ches. This is page Ayin Vav. So we are up to Se'if Zayin. Hamavdil al Yayin al Shulchano. If a person says Havdalah on wine that's by the table that he eats, Afilu Hivdil Kodim Shnot al Yadav, meaning he's going to eat Malav Malka there. So even if he says Havdalah before he does Natilas Yadayim, Potar Yayin Shabtal Hamazon, the Havdalah, the Bar Piragafen that he makes on the wine at Havdalah will exempt him from having to say a separate Bar Piragafen on any wine he has during Malav Malka. She'enu tzaruch levarich alav. He will not have to say a bracha on it. V'yesh omrim dulo pater elim kenot liyotav kodim she'evdil. However, there's a second opinion that says, no, it does not exempt the wine that he has during Malav Malka unless he washed before saying Avdalah. So if he knew that he has Malav Malka coming up, so he does Netilas Yadayim, then he says Avdalah, then he has his amotzi and he continues with his meal, that's when the bracha of Bar Piragafen will pater the wine during the meal. But if he says Avdalah and only then washes, so the second opinion says it will not potter the wine that he has during the meal. Says the Ramah, Vim Hivdil Tchila, Tzarech Levarich Acharav Bracha Mein Shalosh. And if he said Havdalah first and only then washed, where it does not potter the wine that he has during the meal, he has to say a separate Bracha Achron on the wine that he has for Havdalah. So says the Mishabura Al Shulchano, Lav Dafkad Loba Maitel Cheder Acher. It doesn't have to be that he's saying Havdalah by the table where he's going to have Malav Malka. The point is just that it's in the same room that he's going to have Malav Malka. Deshama Ve Havdalah Midi Achrin. If the Avdalah is in a different room than the Malav Malka, then clearly it's separate from each other. But if it's in the same room, that's the same as being on the same table. Because clearly his intention is to drink afterwards at the Su'uda that he's going to be eating there afterwards. Unless he washed Netilas Yadayim prior to the Havdalah. Because once you do Netilas Yadayim, that's where you're showing that your Su'udah is starting. And therefore, the Bar Piragafen that you say afterwards during the Havdalah is a Bar Piragafen related to the Su'udah. Well, wait a second. Are you allowed to do that? You're allowed to do Netilas Yadayim, say Bracha Val Netilas Yadayim, then say Havdalah, and only then say Amotzi? So I'm Sim Kovayin Dal Magen Ram Siv Katam Vav, that yes, basically you are allowed to do that apparently. V'im Hivdil Tchila, and if you said Havdalah first, the Ramah says, according to this second opinion, then you do need a separate bracha achrona for the Havdalah wine. Hagazu himaskanas dasa yeshomrim. Right, this Ramah, this comment of the Ramah, is a continuation of the second daya that the Shulchan Aruch had quoted. Because according to the first daya that the Shulchan Aruch had quoted, why would you need a separate bracha achrona? The Bar Piragafen you said on the Havdalah wine is covering all the wine that you're having during the meal. So of course you would not need a separate bracha achrona. This Ramah is assuming, like the second opinion, that the Bar Piragafen you said on the Havdalah wine does not cover the Bar Piragafen for the wine you can have during Malav Malka, and therefore you need to say a bracha achrona on the Havdalah wine. Disfirlu, demashe hivdil kodem enetila, the fact that he said Havdalah prior to washing, afu bishual shulchano, even though it's in the same room, eino shayich lemashish tochem azon achar kach, that Havdalah wine has nothing to do with your Malav Malka wine. Umishamachi tzarech levarich mechadash toch asuda ala yayin, and that's why you need to say a new Bar Piragafen on any wine you're having during Malav Malka. Valkein chayiv levarich bracha achrona kodem asu'uda. And that's why you need to say bracha achrona on the wine prior to beginning Malav Malka. Ula halachas. How do we paskin now that we have these two opinions in Shulchan Aruch? Vaday yesh livsok safik brach zahaka el pater mi bracha achrona. That certainly we paskin safik brach zahaka, and therefore you're pater from a bracha achrona. B'toch su'digamkin pater levarich aliyayin kedeya harishona. That whatever wine you're going to have during the meal, I mean, if you sit down to Malav Malka immediately after Avdalah, and you want to drink some wine during Malav Malka, do not say a bracha achrona on the Havdalah wine, and do not say a new Bar Piragafen on any wine you have during the meal, because safik brachos lahakel, so we assume like the first opinion. Fine. Siv ches. When you're going to say Havdalah in a way where the Bar Piragafen on the Havdalah wine is going to pater any wine you're going to have during Malav Malka, then you will not have to say a bracha achrona on the Havdalah wine. And if you only had one kos, but you thought they were going to bring you more wine, let's say you had one cup of wine wine, and you were thinking, yeah, I have one cup of wine, but I have a company coming over, and they promised they're going to bring, you know, I figure company normally comes, they come with a bottle of wine, so I figure I'm going to have some more wine later on when it comes time, when I'm in the middle of my Malava Malka, so I'll be able to bench all the kos after Malava Malka, because by then I'll have wine, so I'm going to drink this kos for Avdallah right now, I'll use it right now to drink from it. And then it turns out the company never came, the wine never came, and you already drank the Avdallah wine. Ubirch birchs a Muslim below kos, and therefore you bench without a kos. Then it could be you have to go back and say a bracha achrona on the kosher Avdallah. Meaning, if you had wine during the Malava Malka, in addition to having the wine of the Avdallah, you don't have to say a bracha achrona at all, because the birch samazin you can have at the end of Malava Malka covers the bracha achrona for the wine during the Malava Malka, and memela the wine that you had for Avdallah as well. But if you're not going to have any wine during Malava Malka, turns out the only wine you ever had was prior to Malava Malka. So the birch samazin you can say at the end of Malava Malka is not going to work. You're going to need to say a separate bracha achrona for the Avdallah wine. Says the Mishavur Sivkat on Chav Zayin, Kesha Poter, Hainu Da'az Bevadai Amrin the Shia Chadihi Vebrich Samazon Poter Gam Mekos Avdallah Mibracha Achrona. Meaning when the Havdalah wine patters the wine that you're having during Malava Malka, so then certainly it's considered one long drinking, and the benching that you say at the end of the meal is going to patter any bracha achron you would need to make on wine. Vafilu Mibrich Samazon below kos, even if you bench without a kos, Abrich Samazon at Smo Potro. The benching you say patters but if you have no wine during the Malava Malka v'gam ein lo kos l'birch samazon shi'iftar gam also derech agav bracha achron shalom, and you also don't have a coast on which to say birch samazon where you're going to say a bracha achron on that coast, and maybe that bracha achron will count for your avdala wine. So az yeshom deinu niftar birch samazon tzarich l'brach bracha achron l'kos avdala. Then it turns out that you're not covering your avdala wine with the benching. You're not covering your avdala wine with the bracha achron on a coast shall birch samazon, because you don't have a coast shall birch samazon, so you need to go back and say a bracha achrona on the Avdallah wine. V'zot tamtus beer divrei Shulchan Aruch. That's what the Shulchan Aruch is trying to tell you over here. V'savar sheyaviu, right? The assumption is that the reason you drank the Avdallah wine is because you assumed you were going to get more wine during Malav Malka. Why do we have to make that assumption? Maybe you just said Avdallah and you drank the Avdallah wine. Who says that you assumed you were going to get more wine during Malav Malka? So he says, Dilav achelam vor breishan divav sivkimel diyeshom diyochal kodem Avdallah. Because if you didn't think you were going to get more wine, then you should not have said Avdallah. You should have eaten first. And then you could say Birch Samazon and Avdallah on the same coast at the end of the Malav Malka Ayin Sham. And also, if you didn't think you were going to get more wine, what were you waiting for to not say Bracha Achrona right away? Meaning, normally, when you don't eat Malav Malka right away, what do? You say Avdallah and you drink Revius of the coast of Avdallah, and you sit down and you say Bracha Achrona. Why would you not say a Bracha Achrona then if you don't think you're getting any more wine? So Elamai, the only situation where you didn't say a Bracha Achrona must be a situation where you thought you were getting more wine. Because why would you wait until after Malava Malka if you didn't think there was going to be any drinking during Malava Malka? So that's why the Shulchan Aruch sets it up, that you thought you were getting more. So we had said in the Shulchan Aruch that Yesh Misha Omer, that you have to say a bracha achrona on the coast of Avdallah. After Gabi Kos Kiddush Pasuk Shulchan Aruch Lebesim Reshayim Vesef Yudein Sarek Levarach Bracha Achrona Achro B'chol Gavni. So he says, well, wait a second. What happens if you say Kiddush over a cup of wine Friday night? Say Kiddush over a cup of wine. Very normal thing to do. And you're not a big wine drinker, so you don't drink any wine during the meal. Then you bench. Do you go back and you say a bracha achrona on the Kiddush cup? Of course not, right? I mean, we don't do that. I don't think anyone does that, right? So why should Avdallah be any different? I said Avdallah ala kos, I drank the kos, and then I had my suda. So why shouldn't the benching at the end of the suda cover the Avdallah wine, just like the benching at the end of my Friday night meal covers my Kiddush wine? What's the difference? So he said, "Birchas Mazon Potarto by Kiddush. Kiddush Shaini Shi Tzorach Suda. Kiddush is different because Kiddush is associated with the suda. Dein kiddush al b'mekom su'uda. Kiddush is always, has to be in the place of the su'uda. Mashen ken havdala, as opposed to havdala is really fundamentally separate from lav malka. V'ina yeshom razehu dasa tor. This yeshom that we're quoting is the tor, shechilik b'svar zu shekasavnu, who makes this chilik as we just described. Nine magen avram shochiach da rush lo sfir leil chalik b'zeh. Magen avram shows that the rush disagrees. V'chein bir agra daito ke magen avram. And the gra passes like the magen avram, not like the tor. V'alkein nirashim lo bir kodem asuda lo yivarech achar kach. And therefore he says, I think you should not say a bracha achrona on avdala wine. We don't paskin like this yesh misha omer. We paskin that you should treat it like kiddush. That if you said avdala and you drank the kos and did not say a bracha achrona and then eat melav malka, do not go back and say a bracha achrona on the wine. So what we learned tonight is two things. First, we said that if a person says avdala in the same place that he's going to eat melav malka, there's a machlokas whether he should say a new bracha on the wine during the melav malka, unless he washed before avdala, in which case he definitely does not say a new bracha. And the Mishnah Berurah paskins not to say a new bracha because of brachas la'akel. Second thing we learned is that if the bar b'riyah gafen on the avdala wine is meant to cover the wine during melav malka, or the wine you bench on after the melav malka, then you don't say a separate bracha achrona for the havdala wine. However, if there ends up not being any wine during the melav malka, then there's a machlokas whether the havdala wine should get its own bracha achrona. But the Mishnah Berurah paskins lekula that it does not get its own bracha achrona. You treat it like kiddush wine, and you do not say a separate bracha achrona. So, Be'ez Hashem, on Sunday we will continue with Siftes, most likely from a remote location. Terrace on the park, if anyone happens to be there.
Okay. Thanks so much, Abby.